When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, dear friends. Hello. Hope everyone is doing well, and welcome if it's your first time to my podcast. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, so welcome everyone. Today's topic on this episode, we're going to talk about the influence of frequency, energy, vibrations on our understanding of anxiety and how to harness different frequencies for well-being. So this is a quite intensive topic. Where do we start with this topic? So there's different types of energy and understanding of the world around us. You know, we can include our experience of anxiety. We can explore the impact of different frequencies on our mental and our emotional well-being. We can gain insight into how to navigate and alleviate anxiety. The information that I'm imparting here will provide a comprehensive overview of relationship between frequency, anxiety, and ability to perceive and respond to them. So we're also talking about the emotional frequency energy scale, which is very important. Sometimes we have to know and tap into how we're feeling, our mood swings. And I think I'm going to cover like areas, what sort of energy frequency around us, like electromagnetic frequencies, and what can we do to stay positive and stay on a higher scale, a high energy scale, the mood scale. What can we do to stay positively tuned in? I know in anxiety that we go way down in the negative frequencies. So I guess my aim for this podcast is to be able to create some awareness how as we are challenged, those that are challenged with high anxiety, how can we keep up on the well-being side, and how can we keep up higher on the frequency emotional chart of energy frequency channel. So again, I guess we need to look into understanding frequency first, like the basic frequencies. This could refer to a number of occurrences, a repeating event with a given time frame, you know, like a lot of stuff on this. And it can also represent kind of thought patterns of thoughts. What are we stuck with? What kind of thoughts are we stuck with? Emotions and sensations that contribute to the experience. Are we stuck on those modes? And, you know, what can we do about them? And we don't want to, like the last episode, we don't want to keep questioning why me, why do I feel this way? Or what can we actually do? What's the root cause? You know, we're always looking for the root cause, finding the root cause of our emotional low frequency energies. And what is this experience telling us? What are we supposed to be learning from the experience? We can also look into frequency spectrum. From low to high, different frequencies have a varying effect on our physical, mental, emotional states. You know, even stuff like infrasound, audible sound, and ultrasound, all this can have a different effect of our moods and our mood swings. So we've got to be careful. What I'm saying is, do we expose ourselves to different types of energy frequency that can have an effect on our mental states in our well-being. So we've got to be tuned in where we are, not just the emotional stuff, but also what we're hearing. Some people trigger off, and actually, unfortunately, some people can actually have an epileptic fit because of different vibrations and different sounds and ultrasounds and infra sounds. The influence of frequencies on anxiety. Let's look at that. The impact of low frequency vibrations such as infrasound can induce the feelings of unease, there we go, and discomfort and in anxiety. Environmental factors such as machinery, natural phenomena may emit low frequency that contribute to heightened and anxiety levels. The role of high frequency vibrations such as audio sound, ultrasonic waves can impact anxiety levels. So just be careful where we are and which environment we are, because this can trigger our emotional stuff, and they can bring up about triggers, bring us into some sort of into a mode swing, and they can take us into a lower vibrational space, and then we tend to get stuck on it because we think it's normal, but we have ways to get out of it. And just as we now move on to the topic, and certain high frequency sounds like soothing music is also beneficial, or nature sounds, of course, can promote relaxation and reduce anxiety. So yeah, also binaural beats are also one to be mentioned. Binaural beats can also help us to we can get to a level of where we can actually talk to the subconscious through the particular binaural beats, which is a different frequency than sound. So there are some serious benefits in that. Sensory responding to frequencies, we can look into that. We can human perception of frequencies. The human auditory system allows us to perceive sound frequency within a specific range. We look into the beyond the audible range senses, such as the touch and the intuition, may enable us to actually sense vibrations and frequencies. Sometimes when we clasp our hands together and force some friction, and we kind of rub our hands together, feeling the heat in our hands, and then separating our hands, and slowly, ever so slowly, putting our hands together, very micro slow speed, you can actually feel the vibration, the energy, your energy. If we do that, and then you move your hands a little bit, you actually feel the chi energy, So yeah, there's also the chi energy from half our body is, when you look at adding negative, positive, actually our body makes up positive and negative energy. So when we put our hands together, we're actually creating the charge, the positive and negative. To create the positive charge. And then also we can recognize the connection with anxiety, heighten awareness of our own frequencies, and vibration can help us identify and understand anxiety triggers. Yeah, these are kind of internal emotional triggers. And once we get used to tapping into these triggers, and then we know what sets us off, we can actually work with it. We can also pay attention to physical sensations, emotions, thoughts, patterns, and can provide valuable insight into anxiety experiences. So let's look at another avenue, harnessing the frequencies for well-being, like sound therapy. Beautiful. Sound, we actually, 90% of us is water, right? And sound penetrates through water. And it's a beautiful sound that is very healing. So sound therapy including techniques like biennial beats, like I mentioned earlier, or meditation music, gongs, anywhere like that, or sound baths, it's called, that you can go into a sound bath that will promote relaxation and reduce anxiety. I don't know if you guys have had the experience of actually going to a sound bath with a shamanic. All right, so maybe it's an avenue to experience, to be able to. And so it's very cheap. It's not that expensive to have that sort of experience, to have that gong vibrational through our body, through our cells, through the blood, and and causing wonderful, beautiful relaxation and calmness. And then we have the mindfulness of body awareness, and this is called practicing mindfulness and body awareness, can enhance our ability to recognize and respond to different frequencies, including those associated with anxiety. Developing techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and ground exercising, grounding, you know, ground movements can help manage our anxiety symptoms. And that also involves somatic therapy and breathing. So we can, you know, that's that bit about energy. And I want to say also, now we're going to touch into what are the scales of energy frequency and moods. So when it comes to energy frequency and moods, it's important to note that there is no, you know, universally agreed upon scale that coordinates specific frequency of particular moods. However, certain generalizations can be made. We'll walk into this a little bit later, but about the relationship between energy frequency and moods. And here are some key points to consider, like high energy frequency. Energy is often associated with positive moods, high energy, such as happiness, joy, enthusiasm, vibrations at a higher frequency, and are believed to promote feelings of lightness, vitality, positivity. And there's also the examples high frequency activities and experience include like laughter, uplifting music, and engaging in creative pursuits. So in creative pursuits are also important because that's a self-esteem, working on our self-esteem. If we do have a low self-esteem, we have to work to get the higher self-esteem, which also raises our higher vibrations. Now let's look into the lower frequency vibrations, like low frequency vibrations. Energy is often associated with negative moods such as sadness, lethargy, depression. And the vibrations of the lower frequency are believed to contribute to feelings of heaviness, fatigue, and negativity. So we don't want to stay too long in this kind of negative vibrations, lower energy frequency vibration. We need to uplift ourselves as soon as possible. It's natural to go to modulate up and down and to feel those sort of things. And that is also, you can look at your mood swings and triggers again, and you can see where you are or where we are on the frequency scale of energy. Now, also a couple of examples of frequency activities or experiences include experiencing the loss, a loss of something, or listening to somber music, or being in a dull or stagnant environment, or even in a state of depression or suppression. If you find that someone is causing you suppression or depression, there's usually something with our own characters, we clash, which takes us down the spiral, the slippery ladder down to a lower vibration. So notice that who is upsetting you also. Sometimes as individuals, we can actually cause ourselves lower vibrations. Then we have also personal variations. You know, it's important to note that individuals may have a different response to various energy frequencies, and there isn't one size fits. So, you know, past experiences, cultural backgrounds can influence that different frequency and impact on our mood. So it depends how, what our human design is there. And let's looking into now the holistic approach. Holistic approach, rather than focusing solely on energy frequency, it's essential to consider an individual's overall well-being, including physical, mental, and emotional aspect. Factors like our lifestyle, relationships, self-care practices, and stress management. What do we do about that? The techniques that we use to manage our stress can significantly influence our moods and energy levels. So important. So relationship between energy frequency and moods is complex and you know, multifaceted. We need to understand that. It's worth exploring the practice to promote positive energy, such as, you know, engaging activities that bring joy, practicing mindfulness. The point is, we don't want to be doing the wrong thing and actually, you know, attention on the wrong thing, attention on the lower energy, attention on the lower. And we get stuck in the lower energy. We need to find joy, happiness, seeking support when we need it. You know, remember, everyone's experience and journey is different, and it's important to find what works best for us in terms of promoting positive positive moods and overall well-being in the anxiety. And now I'm going to go in the specifics now a little bit. Then there's something called, what are the scales of energy frequency, the mood changes. So, and when it comes to energy frequency and moods, it's important to note that there is no universally agreed upon scale, all right, and that correlates with specific frequencies, particular mood. However, you know, certain generalizations can be made about the relation between energy frequency moods. Like, here are some keys. Let's look at some of these, right? To consider. Let's consider some of these. The high frequency energy is where we want to live in. We want to get out there. And whatever we're dealing with at the moment, we need to know what the cause roots are. Is it someone around us that is causing us suppression, depression? Some of the people around us, again, could keep us in a lower energy. Or is it the circumstances, environments that cause that? Through past memories and past traumas that keep resurfacing, because these things are not dealt with. Maybe it's some inner child trauma or wounds that are surfacing and they're not processed or and not resolved. Maybe we should look into that. If we are getting this lower frequency levels in us, and we know the heaviness, as explained earlier, you know, the lethargy, like the non-clarity, non-clear in the mind. We know that. We know what makes us happy. So the high frequency is often associated. Now let's get back to that, because positive moods such as happiness, joy, enthusiasm, variation, high frequencies are believed to like promote feelings of lightness, vitality, and positivity. We need to get into that state. Examples of high frequency activities or experiences include laughter, uplifting music, enjoying and creative pursuits. Let's now go deeper into the low energy frequency, low energy frequency energy also is associated with negative moods such as sadness, lethargy, depression, as mentioned earlier. The vibration of the lower frequency energy believed to contribute to feelings of heaviness, fatigue, and negativity. Some examples are such as experience such as including loss of something, or feeling a loss, or feeling alone, or listening to somber music, or being in a dull, stagnant environment, as mentioned much earlier. And then we have these personal variations, which is important to note that individuals may have different response to various energy frequency, and there isn't one size to fit all. So in cultural backgrounds, influence different frequencies impacts. Every culture is a different design, so that also can help understand that there are different energy levels of different cultures. Let's look into the holistic approach now. Rather than focusing solely on energy frequency, it's essential to consider an individual's overall well-being, including physical, mental, emotional aspects. Factors like lifestyle, relationships, self-care practices, stress management techniques, you know, can change your mood levels. Wow, so that's, it's pretty high up there. Yeah, it's very complex and it's multifaceted. It's worth exploring a little bit deeper and practicing with ease, making notes of journaling, and practicing mindfulness and we just get ready for that meditation. On the energy scale. Just getting the list together. And so, yeah, just getting ready, preparing yourself for a short meditation. I forgot the mantra before we go there. I also think that we can get uplifting energy if we do some voluntary work. And looking not just, this allows us to look outwards. We can energize on that. Now the question is, can volunteering for a good cause help create a positive atmosphere? And the answer is absolutely. Volunteering for a good cause can have a significant impact in creating positive atmosphere. Yeah, I've done some voluntary and I found that I really enjoyed it. There is something about, you will learn compassion in that area. You will forget about ourselves and you can uplift ourselves just by helping someone else out and forget about it and stop putting so much attention on ourselves. And this will be a wonderful positive atmosphere to experience. So the sense of purpose and fulfillment, any voluntary work allows us to contribute time and skills towards a cause that we believe in. And the sense of purpose and fulfillment is wonderful here. It can bring about positive mindset and create a sense of satisfaction and joy. There's always these connections and community. Volunteering often involves working with others who share similar values. And so if you're feeling kind of down and out a little bit, guys, and you're feeling your anxiety, this is really good if you can get out there and do some voluntary work. And, you know, some good value here because you learn to touch base on compassion. Compassion is a high frequency level, as mentioned earlier, and love. You feel that love comes out of helping someone else. You know, that is a benefit. And I guess one of the reasons that I love doing this podcast is that it's kind of a voluntary for me here too. Apart from this being my business and helping people through anxiety, but also this part helps me to engage with voluntary work. And I feel the urge and the high level of energy frequency and being in the love vibration as long as I can. And allowing me to really building connections and be part of this supportive community in this podcast and anyone that hears this and creating this positive atmosphere. I feel connected, you know, and also I'm seeking to understand, also to be understood and supported. At the same time, I'm supporting. So voluntary work allows us to understand people and to support ourselves in a community base. So helping others by voluntary, we have an opportunity to make positive differences in someone else's lives. Again, it's not about us. If we start feeling about us, we're going backwards. So we got to feel outwards. We're going to feel for your brothers and sisters out there. I mean, you know, if there's something to go and maybe put some celery and tomatoes and whatever it is from harvest where, you know, there's vegetables being donated and then it'll be sorted and put in plastic bags and someone goes and then people come up and who need it and, you know, in a community who actually need it, they live on a budget and that's nice, right? To be able to put stuff together and then help people out because all hands on equals compassion, gratitude. And then you can feel the gratitude of some of these people and that kind of rubs out on us, which contributes to a positive atmosphere. So voluntary work is just amazing. We can learn and grow through the voluntary. You can expose ourselves to new experiences, perspective, challenges. And I did 10 years of voluntary in something called the Rotary International. And I also did some ministries and church and all that sort of stuff in the past. And I can tell you, it's just beautiful. There was one time I actually teared. I was tearing because of the actions and, you know, and being there and voluntary. And I can feel the compassion. The heart was so open. There's no better feeling. So I think my recommendation is, if you get a chance to get out of your own mental space and go to a high level of energy and compassion, volunteer, and we can learn from that. And you can charge up on some positive and fulfilling atmosphere there. And then also creating positive ripples, right? Voluntary often has a ripple effect, as mentioned earlier, as the positive impact we create can inspire, motivate others to get involved, and this collective efforts to make difference can create a positive atmosphere, not only within the voluntary community, but also in society. So there we go. We can knock out this feeling of being lonely. A lot of us who are have anxiety are always feeling lonely. And unfortunately, there are folks who are afraid to leave their property, who are captivated by their own cells, and who seem to have their own prison walls from mental states. And I sympathize with you guys, and I understand you. However, the key to that is to be brave enough to go out there and do some exposure therapy slowly. Hypnotherapy might help to get us out of that space, whatever that mental state is. It's a deeper subconscious level when we talk about not being able to come out of our houses and being afraid and the fear wrapping around us and not being able to do this voluntary stuff, right? So just a thought. Also, increased awareness and gratitude voluntary exposes us to, again, exposure to various social issues and challenges faced by others. You know, we can really be sympathetic, learn to be sympathetic and empathetic with others. We can learn that. Again, this increasing the awareness, and it's cultivating the gratitude. Gratitude is the love. If we can just use gratitude and keep, that's one of the keys to keep to a high level vibration, frequency vibration. You know, we might often take that for granted, leading to positive perspectives and just appreciation for what we have and what we can give. By volunteering for a good cause, we have the opportunity to contribute positively world around us and create a meaningful connection and fostering this beautiful growth, this energy. This experience can undoubtedly help create positive atmosphere for both yourself and those that are impacted, impact through voluntary efforts. And one way to minimize our anxieties is through voluntary. So yeah, that's good, it's beautiful. So let's look at the energy frequency chart again. The first one is the love and compassion. This is the highest level. Once again, we get that through voluntary. Love and compassion are considered the highest vibrational energy. They have the power to uplift moods and promote healing and create this sensational connection and harmony. Then we have this another level, high level, is joy and happiness. Stay in the joy and happiness as much as we can. Instead of being always down snakes and ladders, get off that lower level of ladders, but be trying to, you know, do that. Find things that we can do to keep ourselves out there. Sunshine, meditation, gratitude, assisting someone, you know, showing love for someone, forgiveness, all this sort of stuff keeps them in the joy and happiness. No time to be in the lower vibration. And then we have the gratitude and appreciation, as we mentioned earlier, cultivating this as an attitude and practicing gratitude journaling. This is just amazing in enhancing the appreciation. This shifts our focus towards positive experiences and promotes a beautiful positive mindset. It can uplift moods and create a sense of abundance and satisfaction. And then we have this enthusiasm and passion, no matter what it is, how small, how big. You know, sometimes you see that in our hobbies and things that we love doing. Enthusiasm, compassion, and passion are like energy, energies associated with excitement, motivation, and a zest for life. They can create a positive and energetic atmosphere, seriously inspiring actions and creativity. And creativity is just urging from our inner self to expand out there. So we can attach ourselves to creative energy. That is also a beautiful way to uplift our higher frequency levels in the love zone. And then let's now, you know, there's always a negative and a positive. Let's move on to the negative energies, fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety are the low frequency energy. We need to get rid of that. We'll not stay there too long and not dwell on this area too long. And find ways and tools and ways to do it. And some of this podcast, my aim on this podcast is to keep us uplifted to the highest possible energy levels as much as we can. Of course, we live in duality. I know that we need to get like snakes and ladders, but then again, we have these tools to keep us back up there again. We don't need to dwell We don't need to pull full attention, and we don't need to do too many why me, but you know, go into why not me, and the what's, you know, what if, the possibilities. Negative impact moods can impact moods and create a sense of unease and distress. We know that anger and resentment is another lower level again. We need to get rid of. There's also anger management and resentment. Resentment is like, wow, there's just so much bad energy there. Resentment. There's just unhealed wounds, and by forgiving somebody, we might lower the resentment. Resentment is just bad energy. We need to get rid of resentment. We need to love, right? Only through loving can we come up to, you know, that sort of area. High energy. Leads to irritability, frustration. Here comes anxiety, negative mindset, and create a tense and hostile atmosphere in the mind and externally through our environment. So there's no need to gather. Then we have this other one called the grief and sadness on even a lower scale. And sadness are energies associated with loss and can create a sense of heaviness, emotional pain, and they can lower mood and energy. Maybe you, some of you guys are hearing me on this one. And then we have this other, jealousy and envy. Now, when we're totally possessive, especially if we're so possessive that we have this low esteem, and then we feel like no one loves us, and we just attach to love to anywhere we can get it, any way we can get it. And so we create this envy and jealousy. And yeah, I know, I used to be there. So this is an interesting energy. And it's these are energy rooted in our comparison senses of lack. So we're feeling we lack of something, we're comparing something, we become jealous. Not a good energy. We're all even. We're all one. Have the mindset, change the mindset here. You know, this can create a negative atmosphere of discontentment and resentment. So it's important to know. And let's look at that. So it's really important that these energies, you know, that we know that they exist on a spectrum. And individuals may experience different frequencies of energy at different times. But really, the goal of this podcast is to cultivate positive high energy frequency, minimize negative energies, and create a more positive, uplifting atmosphere. And I think it's time to lower energy levels down, because it's time to go into our little meditation. As usual, I always provide, after being excited and enthusiastic and traveling on a different vibration, different energy levels, it's always nice to come back to nice, easy vibration. Coming out of the excitement, I actually thinking that when I'm doing this podcast, I'm very excited. And I know that my amygdala gets excited, emotion in a positive way. Yes, amygdala can actually get excited and create positive, feel the energy, negative and positive way. So it works both ways. It is emotion, attaching ourselves to an emotion. For positive or for negative can either kind of increase or decrease our energy. So I think it's time to settle in. Quiet down a little bit. To go into a pause, this neutral space. It's also called the gap, the emptiness, the nothingness. It is where we cultivate our mindfulness. It is a zone that we can just use our senses and somatic. We can use a somatic somatism here, where we can just relax and just feel through our senses. And sometimes wonderful how things come up for us. When we can tune into our bodies, sometimes we can find the energy that is stuck in our bodies. Sometimes unprocessed energies are stuck in our bodies and stay there forever, and they just need to be activated before we can actually feel the pains or the sensations. It's another different level of energy. And just I encourage you to this time also to take a moment and find your comfortable position, sitting or laying down, closing our eyes and begin to dampen and deepen our breath, closing your eyes gently. Take a nice big breath through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Slower, slower, softening all parts of the body, relaxing. If there's any tension, releasing the tension, smoothing out. Smoothing out through the body, from the tops of our body to the lower part of our body. You can be sitting down or laying down, closing your eyes and begin to dampen our breath once more time. Deepen the breath, deeper, more relaxed. As you inhale, imagine breathing in just pure positive energy. Visualize this energy entering your body, filling you with rejuvenation and vitality. With each exhale, release any negative energy or tension that you may be holding onto or feeling in your body. Let go of any stress, worries, or negative thoughts. Let go. Let go of any stress, worries, or negative thoughts. Now bring your attention to your heart center. Raise your hand to your heart and feel the vibration. Leave it there for a little bit. Pay attention, give attention to your heart center. You can feel the beat of your heart with your palm in this silent, wonderful space. Now imagine glowing light radiating from your heart, the pulsating light, expanding with each breath outwards from your palm, beyond your body, beyond the house you might be meditating under, expanding to the skies, to the stars, feeling that vibration, that heart-centered vibration, expanding further out into the galaxy, into the Milky Way. And this is done with each breath as you take. And now visualize the light growing brighter and more vibrant, filling your entire being with love, compassion, and positivity. Take a moment now to feel the high frequency energy of love and compassion flowing through you, connecting you to the universal energy of kindness, understanding. Seek to understand rather to be understood. And allow this energy to expand beyond your physical body. Surround you with a protective and uplifting aura. Your aura. Sense the joy and happiness that arises from high frequency energy. Feel the deep sense of contentment and gratitude. And as you continue to breathe, imagine any fears or anxieties melting away, replacing by deep sense of peace and calm. And now release any anger, any resentment that you may be holding on to. Let forgiveness flow through you. Let forgiveness flow through you, freeing yourself from negative attachments. As forgiveness is a higher love vibration, and attaching to that, no matter what it takes, it's the only way to melt the heart through forgiveness. We have a choice. We can hold on to resentment and grief, or we can just let it go, through our compassionate side of us. Embracing the energy of enthusiasm now, passion, and feel renewed sense of purpose and motivation, finding that space and flooding your whole being. And now take a moment to express gratitude for the abundance in your life. Cultivate an attitude of appreciation, acknowledging the blessings and that surround you. It's not that bad, really. There's always a solution. Allow the high frequency energy to awaken your creativity, inspire new ideas and possibilities in your life. Let go of the grief and sadness, allowing healing and acceptance to take this place. Embrace the energy of emotion release and renewal. And release any jealousy or envy that may be weighing you down. Just shift your focus towards celebrating the success and happiness of others. And comparisons is the rubber of all joy. And now visualize your energy aligning with the highest vibration, radiating positivity and attracting positive experience in your life. Feel a deep sense of connection here to the divine energy that flows through all of us, flows through all living beings. We are one in the love vibration, and recognize the interconnectedness of all things, breathing and living in this universe. And as we continue to gently breathe, envision the harmonious and peaceful world where love and compassion prevail. And take a moment now to express sheer gratitude for this meditation practice and the opportunity to raise your energy frequency. Raise your energy frequency. And taking another gentle breath here. In through the nose. Holding at the top. And releasing so slowly. Feeling the energy of the breath. Breathing it out. Feeling the energy and breath. And when you are ready, slowly bring your attention back to the present moment. Open your eyes gently and carry this elevated energy frequency with you throughout your day. And just remember this. You can revisit this meditation anytime you like. Whenever you feel the need to align yourself with energy and cultivate a positive and uplifting atmosphere within yourself, you are welcome to come back and revisit this beautiful, beautiful knowledge and this uplifting meditation. Friends, I hope that you've energized on this podcast, allowing you to be aware of your energies, the positives and negatives. May you have a beautiful day, full of energy. May you not stay too long in a lower energy. Wishing you the best, wherever you are, a wonderful day or a night. And it's time to say goodbye. Until the next episode. Please feel free to reach out if I can ever help you with something in the field of anxiety. Good night or good morning. This is Nick Chancellor here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Wishing you a beautiful, lots of wellness, namaste, and much blessings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.